The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
Thank you so much. Yes, the video game review now on your, well, however you're getting Sports Byline USA, on your TuneIn Radio app, your iHeartRadio app, perhaps going through sportsbyline.com, maybe just over the good old terrestrial airwaves of your local affiliate, maybe on SBNationLive.com as we're on the SB Nation radio network as well, or perhaps in 177 foreign countries as well. As long as domestically, on the American Forces Radio Network. Big supporter of our troops out there, and being on The Voice on AFN is a pretty amazing thing. So thank you for keeping us and our allies safe out there. If you're in the military, and you stay safe, I hope we see you at home very soon. I'm Rick Tittle, coming to you from downtown San Francisco, and we do this show 1 hour per week. So we mostly talk about sports here on Sports Byline and on SB Nation as well, except for this 1 hour. And I've been doing this show about 15 years, and you can get in whenever you see fit to talk about video games. I'll tell you what I'm playing. We'll review games. I'm going to give a game away. I always do that at 40 after the hour, so in just over a half hour. I have an interview today with a guy who has a very cool invention to turn your cell phone, and I don't care what cell phone you have, it's a smartphone, he'll do you up. It's a product called Game Vice, where you attach a couple things on the side there, and it looks like you got a two analog stick PSP. It's an amazing thing. We'll talk to him about how that's going to change your handheld gaming. But, as always, we'll let you know what's new this week, usually on Tuesdays. Also, we will do a cheat code, send your request, rick@sportsbyline.com. But most importantly, your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. What are you playing? What's overhyped? What's underhyped? Because I can't play everything. I wish I could. Where are you in the country, around the world? What are you playing? And let us know, because we don't have all the same tastes as well. So that's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back, and you and me and everybody else will do the video game review.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hey, it's Rick Tittle. Ever since I started sleeping on a MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not actually MyPillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool all night long. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it, don't like it, return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? I don't think so. You can toss a MyPillow pillow into your washer and dryer, and it's like it's new again. Try doing that with your pillow and see what happens. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off and free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter promo code COZY or call 800-966-1472. Be sure to use promo code COZY, C-O-Z-Y. That's COZY.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast. Border to border, the border of Bulgaria and Romania. No, Canada, Mexico. Actually, we're bleeding over into both of our neighboring countries. So whether you are in Mexico, El País Amigo, or whether you're in the Great White North, Canada, happy about that for sure, eh? It's great to have you with us, and you can be a part of the show, as I was saying, with 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A lot of talk, obviously, in the video game world is for Metro Exodus, and we are days away from the release on that game. And this will be on the PC, Windows, through Steam, you'll have PlayStation 4 and Xbox One as well. It's the third installment in the Metro series. It's based on the Dmitry Glukhovsky novels, and it follows the events from Metro 2033 and Metro Last Light. This is developed by 4A Games. 4A Games is a company that started off in Kiev in Ukraine and then moved its headquarters to Malta, which I think is fantastic. When I think about Malta, I think about the Knights Templar and such things. And then it's published by Deep Silver. Deep Silver is a company in the Tyrol. The Tyrol, the mountains with in Germany and Austria. And I love the fact that over the years, and I've seen it especially with, I mean, obviously Ubisoft and their connections with Paris and French Canada. And then I think about Eidos and their studios in all sorts of Eastern European places. So many games under the umbrella. The UK is exploding because it just used to be Japan and the United States. And it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And I love the fact that we're not playing these games just because, oh, let's just see what they're doing. We're playing these games because they're excellent. That video games is definitely a meritocracy. We're going to play what's excellent. And for me, I always say I judge a game really on one thing, and that's if it's fun or not. I don't care how much pixelation and voice acting. Whatever. If it's fun, we'll play it. And if it's not fun, we won't play it. And Metro Exodus is going to be set in 2036, which is 2 years after the events of Metro Last Light. And, of course, post-apocalyptic Earth, devastated by nuclear war some two decades before. And the game really continues from the story from Last Light's ending. They called it the Redemption. And so you're going to assume the role of Artyom again. You're fleeing the Metro in Moscow, hence the term a Metro. And then you go off all over the place. It's going to be, it's cool. I've seen some gameplay for it. Seen a lot of crossbow bolts. There was a scene where this guy was tied up and everything is done in like a Russian accent. Please help me. I've been the help captive. I'm all tied up. Maybe you can help me. And then you save him. Hey, I owe you one. I'm so sorry. Is that good? Something like that. And it's interesting, too, because when you think about Metro Exodus, they are the first 4A title to use the anti-tapper DRM system, which in this case, de novo, which has resulted in some backlash against the decision as well. There was also some people who got upset because there was they said that it was going to be an exclusive on PC to the Epic Game Store. And then the game was then pulled from Steam. And then there was a controversy and a lot of players called for a boycott. And then actually boycotting, even reviewing it as well. And one of the game's developers was criticized for in the press for stating that if Metro Exodus didn't sell well in the Epic Game Store, it all the sequels would be a console exclusive. And then 4A Games had to come out and say, that guy he's going rogue. We don't know what he's talking about. Anti-DRM, digital rights management. It's a set of access control technologies, as it's called. And what they say is not so much intellectual property, but proprietary hard work and copyrighted work. So DRM technologies try their best not to control any of what the user is doing if they're playing the game right. But any modifications, any copying, any distribution of anything copyrighted is they try to squash that. Now, you'd think, what's the big deal? Well, the use of digital rights management, DRM, it's not a universally accepted concept. Proponents of it argue that it is necessary to prevent all the intellectual property from somehow being copied, just as physical locks prevent personal property from being stolen in our daily lives. They lock our cars and our doors and our foot lockers and things like that. And then it helps copyright holders maintain their artistic control. And then that ensures their continued revenue stream. That makes sense, right? Well, those opposed to DRM contend there's no evidence that DRM helps prevent any copyright infringement. And they argue instead that it only serves to inconvenience legitimate consumers because the DRM helps big business stifle innovation and competition. So also works can become permanently inaccessible if the DRM scheme changes or the service is discontinued. Now, all these laws are protected under the United States Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Yeah, that's a real thing. And also in the European Union with the EU's Copyright Directive, which was founded in a meeting that took place in France. De Novo, by the way, that is also an Austrian company. And they started off about 5 years ago protecting Windows software. And they're just called De Novo Anti-Tamper. All of these things I bring up because it might be of import to you. It doesn't matter to me because I've never hacked a game in my life. I wouldn't know how to hack a game. I've looked at the gameplay and, you know, I sort of fell into the trap at the end of this last year of I had to have everything. I had to have Red Dead. I had to have Battlefield 5. I had to have Fallout 76. And I had all these games. And none of them was like sucking me in like, oh, I have to play just this game. So I've watched the gameplay and it looks okay. You know, I'm not a guy who likes fighting zombies and aliens too much. I like, you know, the more realistic stuff. Realistic, but you know what I mean. PvP with conventional weapons. But it looks really neat, and I'm going to have to give it a go at some point. And then we'll get a review. We'll get into review as well, because some people are already saying that this game is going to be a mess with the distribution. I've heard that before so many times over the years, and sometimes that it didn't happen. All we know is that this game, people cannot wait to play it. I'm Rick Tittle, come on back.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. And We're going to, you know, I got the interview in the next segment, actually, so we're going to flip it. We're going to give the game away now and get into also in this segment with what the new games are. So this is how you, I'll give away a brand new game. This is how you win it. You just answer a question. For over a decade, we took calls, and that was fine, but we just thought maybe it was more streamlined and it made the show go faster if we just had people write to the email address for their answers. And that decision, I think, was the correct one. Now, you can call in with questions, comments, or concerns whenever you want to 1-800-878-PLAY. Don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. But Rick at sportsbyline.com, SPORTSBYLINE.com, to answer the question. The game I have here is Darksiders 3. It's available for the PS4, Xbox One, and the PC. I have it here for the PC. It is a one-player action game published by THQ Nordic, developed by Gunfire Games. It's rated M for mature. My question is, like I usually do, what would be a good name for the sequel? There was Darksiders, then there was Darksiders 2. This is Darksiders 3, so the next one would be Darksiders blank. Maybe you've got a better name, but I will take the second correct answer and get you the PC version. This is, of course, continuing with the Darksiders story with Fury as she attempts to defeat the seven deadly sins. Also, in a post-apocalyptic Earth, great score in this game. Amazing music up and down. And the playability, Fury just moving around the world with so much grace and just going between all the navigational abilities she has. And then, of course, living up to her name as Fury when you actually do get in there and fight. And some people had said about this game that the larger picture is confusing with the storyline. And my answer to that is, yeah, but is it fun? Who cares? What are you, an actor? What's my motivation? Why am I robbing this bank? I get off on it. I need the money. Why? What's my motivation? I don't care. The game's fun. Darksiders 3, what would be a good name for the sequel? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Rated M for mature, so you got to be 18. And it's developed by Gunfire Games, published by THQ Nordic. Tools and talk. Hey, it's good day. Emails, Rick at sportsbyline.com. My email here from Kenny. Kenny says, Rick, actually Steam pulled Metro Exodus after sales had already begun. This is why people are so mad. And yeah, there's no doubt that when Metro Exodus got pulled just to go to Epic's new storefront. I mean, in one way you'd say, well, you know, Steam really needed a real competitor, and maybe this'll do it. I mean, Steam's been around for over 15 years. It is the most popular market for PC games ever. But Epic now has deep pockets because they created something called Fortnite. And it licenses out the Unreal Engine to countless titles. So Fortnite is making money off Fortnite's competition. I mean, think about that. That's a neat little trick that you can do. Fortnite, by the way, 200 million users worldwide. These were numbers taken at the end of 2018. So this is December. 200 million users worldwide. And revenue that had brought in last year over $1 billion. But the cash cow for Epic is the Unreal Engine. The Unreal Engine has made Epic a $15 billion valuation. So Fortnite is only 1/15 of what it is. The Unreal Engine is used by constant game developers, enterprise communities, architecture that's used for car manufacturing. It's used for medicine. You know, your home, if it's new, it might have actually happened. And this all started, as always, just like Apple this all started in a guy's basement in North Carolina back in 1991. And they have been a force in gaming graphics ever since then. And if you think about it, with the Unreal Engine, 7 million people license the Unreal Engine 4. 7 million people license it, not just use it. And so when you license it, that's when money starts pouring in. So you don't even need to make a good game. Just make a good engine and you can get it done. But yes, I hear you, Kenny. People are mad. And a lot of people are saying that they're going to give it a bad review. That's just out of spite. If the game's good, then the game's good. But people said, if you buy Metro Exodus and you're going to go ahead and buy it on Epic Store, then what you are doing is you are supporting an anti-gaming publisher because they're forcing you to use what they call the inferior Epic Game Store, which features far more security risks. I'm not privy enough to know whether there are more risks or not. I know it's new, so there's an eyebrow raised on that one way or the other. Ubisoft has the Uplay Store, as we know, and the Tom Clancy shooter, The Division 2, is going to be on the Uplay Store, and it's also going to be on Epic. It will not be on Steam. So that means a lot of PC gamers are coming to the harsh reality that there is a little bit of capitalism that's been absent in the digital games marketplace, and that competition is ruthless and cutthroat. And this could change a lot the way people looked at it. I mean, Steam has so effectively gamified its platform, especially with seasonal sales, trading cards, some exclusives, and now gamers are going to see how these challengers and see how it is a threat. Now, I know some people looked at the Epic Game Store, and like if you look at EA Origins Battlefield versus Blizzard's Battle.net, you know, with the Overwatch, exclusives are one thing. But if you snag a title 2 weeks before launch, that is what a lot of people think screams anti-consumer, and it's strong-arming a lot of the competition. We'll see. All right, let's take a look at the games that are coming out this week. Obviously, Metro Exodus on the PlayStation 4, the Xbox One, and the PC through Epic. Third game in the post-apocalyptic shooter. It's the third time I've said that word today. A Fold Apart, XBLA, Xbox One. It's an award-winning 3D puzzle game that explores the emotional struggles of a long-distance relationship. Yeah, that sounds fun. Trials Rising on the Switch. In the high-flying, hard-crashing motorcycle action game Trials Rising, players can take a worldwide tour. Evolution, which is coming to all phone platforms. It's inspired by the award-winning tabletop game, and it retains the elements which made it the analog game so popular. Iron Cryptical on the Switch. Get ready for ghoulish arcade action in this epic medieval twin-stick dungeon shooter. Sid Meier's Civilization VI Gathering Storm. It's the second expansion to Civilization VI, where the world around you is more alive than ever. Hacky Zack on the PS4. You are Zack, juggle balls with unique properties through platforming puzzles to a goal at each end stage. The Sims 4, Get Famous, multi-platform contact expansion for The Sims 4, and you become celebrities. Jump Force, for the first time ever, the most famous manga heroes are thrown into a whole new battleground in Jump Force. That's something that you might want to get your hands on as well. So not a massive amount of new games. Obviously, the big one is... we have one more big one. Sorry, Crackdown 3. Crackdown 3 is going to be a Microsoft game on the PC and Xbox One. Step up your boom, suit up, and throw down as a superpowered agent on a mission to take back the city. Voiced by Terry Crews. It doesn't get much better than Terry Crews. So that's cool as well. Also, this had a release date that was TBA, so we'll see if it is. The PS4 Intruders Hide and Seek. Intruders Hide and Seek is a first-person stealth game, an intense thriller combining psychological terror. Not just psychological horror, psychological terror. So those are the release dates. And, you know, when you have an industry like the video game industry that makes more money than the motion picture industry, everybody's going to want a little piece. And so here's a big game releasing, and there's controversy. And in England, there's controversy. When we come back, we're going to talk to a guy who has got a new deal called GameVice, and it's going to change your cell phone. I'm Mark Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome in Philip Huhn. He is here to talk about GameVice and how it can really help you with the new Fortnite mobile update 7.3, which is going to be a full cross-platform. First of all, Philip, for people, get it in their mind's eye, what exactly is GameVice?
Thanks for having me. So GameVice is a controller that attaches to a iPad, iPhone, or a smartphone, such as a Samsung phone or a Google Pixel, and allows you to play console-based games with actual console controls.
Now, some people will say, yeah, it's a grip, but I still got to put my thumbs on the glass screen. You're saying au contraire.
Yeah, depending on the developer. So if you look at somebody like Fortnite, who's done a really good job of the integration, all the menus and entering, you know, queuing, entering and match, it's all done without having to touch the screen. So no longer are your thumbs covering up the screen. You have the ability to just push buttons and get straight into it and play with a controller like you would on a console at home.
Now, how did you come to this technology? Because this sounds like a pretty neat little invention.
Yeah, you know, the company was working on this for some time. The original idea was actually to make a tablet with a controller that was attached for it. And it was primarily so that kids would be interested in interacting with games on a tablet or similar to like an iPad. And obviously, over the years, in working with Apple and other partners, we expanded into mobile phones as phones got bigger. from the small ones, if you remember back in the days. And so the screen sizes became much better form factors for us. And, you know, there are, you know, maybe a couple hundred million iPads, but there are obviously over a billion smartphones. So it sort of made a lot of sense to sort of expand the product line.
Well, and then if you're just playing a mobile game waiting for your dentist, that's one thing. But if you're playing cross-platform and in Fortnite, you know somebody on a console or on a PC is going to kick your behind, and you're saying that you've now leveled the playing field here.
Yeah. You know, with Fortnite, they actually cue folks based on input controls. So if you are that was a part of the big issue they had prior to this release, was that people were hacking to use controllers to beat all the mobile players who are using touchscreens. And so now what happens is that if you have a controller attached, you will by default have to play against console players. You can still opt in against the touchscreen player, but the touchscreen guy or gal would have to say, yes, I want to play with that other person. And so really it's more also about if you play on a console, there's so much muscle memory that happens with a game like this where you're used to using a lot more than just two fingers. And a lot of that muscle memory, it could be crossed over and used with a GameVice if you're used to playing on a console.
And I'm sure there are people listening saying, yeah, it's one of those Bluetooth things. I already know about it. You're saying, once again, no.
Yeah, so one of the big differentiators with us is that we connect directly into the phones through a Lightning or USB-C. And so there's no latency. There's no battery in there. And so you don't have to worry about charging it. You don't have to worry about you know, the connection dropping or something like that, or some type of latency based upon interference from the room or anything of that sort. It connects directly to the phone or to the iPad, and you can essentially play with no latency and a really good high-performance experience.
Rick Tittle with Philip Huhn with GameVice. A couple more questions for Philip. That's something that people, and we know we don't all understand the technical end like you do. So somebody might think, oh, if I stick this in, I'm going to get lag. It's going to, you know, take away from the Wi-Fi. I mean, you're saying this is a completely independent thing and won't hurt anything.
Yeah. And actually, a lot of the certification and tests that we do is to make sure that our product won't interfere with your cell phone signal or things like that and degrade it. And so it definitely is something that's completely additive to allowing you to do more with your smartphone or tablet.
Now, what would you say to people who say, sounds great, but I'm not really into Fortnite. Can I use it for other games?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've had, you know, athletes who've used our product, and there was an NFL receiver I spoke to one time, and I asked him, what's the first game you played with it? And he said, Sonic the Hedgehog. And then I asked another one, and it was Pac-Man. So there's a lot of retro games that are actually compatible, as long, you know, as well as the more namesake ones like Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto. NBA 2K is another great game to play on there. A lot of the racing games are also really good, the Asphalt series. So there's a pretty wide variety of games. A lot of where gaming is going now, though, is this synchronous play. You know, Minecraft obviously did that, as well as Street Fighter. So Street Fighter, instead of having to play only against the computer, you can actually play with a game device on your phone against somebody else. And so there's a pretty broad range of games, over 1,000 in the store that you can use with our product. So if there are games from way back when that you really enjoyed, I'm sure some of them are going to be available to the more recent complex multiplayer synchronous games like Fortnite.
I remember when Guitar Hero came out, I went to a party and the guy held up the guitar and he said, "This is the greatest video game peripheral ever invented." Are you saying that you've got it beat, Philip?
I think what I'm saying is, if you think about what's the first electronic equipment that this next generation of millennials and generation after that is going to get, it's going to be a smartphone and an iPad. I mean, the first thing you buy your kids isn't going to be an Xbox or a PlayStation. And, you know, as they, you know, want to interact with more sophisticated games, it's much easier to do that with our product than to have to go buy a console. And, you know, in the esports world, it's sort of one of the things we look at is actions per minute. You know, a person on a console or a controller will have hundreds of actions per minute more than a person using a touchscreen. So that level of sophistication is a pretty big gap. And so I think the introduction of this type of experience for current and future generations is, you know, is really going to be more, they're going to be more familiar with our product than they will be before they, you know, go out and buy some console that they then have to install at home and sit in the living room in front of the TV and only be able to play there versus on the go or anywhere.
I like the confidence. What would you say to someone who would, you know, throw out, listen, I've seen third-party peripherals forever, and they're usually, they're not really compatible. They don't last very long. Maybe if this was made by Apple, I'd be more into it. What do you say to the doubters?
Well, I mean, for the doubters, I think, you know, even with Apple, their certification process is probably one of the most stringent in the industry. Mm-hmm. And so it actually takes us a very long time to pass it. I mean, their requirements to even, you know, be up to par, because they won't let any product sort of be one, you know, as a part of their partner ecosystem. And so I would say for us, being a certified partner with Samsung, with Apple, with Google as well, I think says a lot versus a lot of the Bluetooth controllers don't actually have those certifications. And so they're not really adhering to any of the standards of a lot of these big companies, where if you were to get certified and become an official partner, they would hold you to it. So that's one of the other big differentiators for us. In the Google Store, we are the only controller partner there. You know, in the Apple Store, I believe there's a new one that just came, but prior to that, we were the only connected controller partner. And with Samsung as well, we're the only partner. So I think that says a lot. You know, those are three pretty big companies to be in the same camp with is not too bad.
Yes, very good answer. And I will say this to you, too, that it's probably the coolest looking thing I've seen in a long time. I mean, it looks like I've got a Vita or something. You got the shoulder buttons, the analog sticks, the directional pad. I mean, it's very pleasing to the eye. It looks like you got something on your hands there that's going to be a big hit, Philip.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And you bring out a big thing. Like, when you have a Bluetooth controller, what are you doing with your iPad or phone? A lot of people have to buy kickstands. You know, with ours, it becomes a single device. And so that's just one of those normal ergonomic things that is advantageous, but you kind of just don't think about it at the time.
Now, I also appreciate, this is the last question, all the different devices that you make it, because as you know, the industry is flooded with so many different screens and phones. What would be a price point for, like, I have an iPhone 7. What are we talking about here?
So our iPhone product is $80, and it'll fit for everything from the 6 up to a range of the X's. Mm-hmm. The iPad products are $99, $95, so closer to $100, and our Android products are a little bit cheaper, anywhere from $60. So, given the quality, so for instance, our buttons for our iPhone controller are graded to 10 million impressions.
Wow.
You can hit that thing 10 million times, and it should last you. Which would be very different if you bought a controller and it wasn't, and, after about a million, it starts behaving differently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things in terms of quality as partners we have to adhere to, and we're more than happy to do that and want to make sure that, customers like yourself get a good experience.
Well, I can't wait to get my hands on one. We'll check it out. We'll talk about it on the show. We've been speaking with Philip Hume. He is with GameVice. And for everybody just to check it out and see how pretty these are, and I'm really happy that the price point is under $100. Go to GameVice.com, and you'll see it right there. Philip, thanks for your time, man. Congratulations on a cool product, and we'll check up with you as you guys keep progressing.
Thanks. I appreciate it very much.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and we'll close out the show in our customary fashion. And what that is with a cheat code. And I'd like you to send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. And I like to pick cheat codes for older games just because it's just a little nod and a wink in their direction. There are a lot of people that the latest, greatest console they have might be something that's 20 years old. And if you can still plug it into the wall and plug in your TV and your paying for your electricity bill, these things are fine. You know, you don't. It's funny when I see some of these retro machines that have tons of games on them, and they're a lot smaller, and you know they have what would have cost literally $1,000 worth of video games all packed into like $50. I think it's great, but I don't buy those things because I still have those games in their original form. It's just I don't want to buy them twice. All right. Well, that being said. Going to the mailbag, which is me clicking on a screen here. This email here comes from Beth. Beth is listening in Vegas on the great KSHP 1100 down there in Vegas. Anyway, she says, Rick, don't laugh. And then parenthetically, I know you are, but I need some codes for NASCAR 07 on the PlayStation 2. This is precisely what I was just talking about. Thank you, Beth. Yeah, did a little digging. NASCAR 07 on the PS2 for $10 million. Literally. You enter your name as give me more with each name altogether or each word altogether and every word capitalized. So a capital G and two capital M's. Give me more. If you want 10 million fans, enter your name as all bow to me. All one word, except the words all capitalized. So A, B, T, M, all bow to me. If you'd like 100% team prestige, enter your name as Mo Money Bling Bling. You kind of like that one. So it's two capital M's, two capital B's, all one word. Mo, M-O, money, bling, bling. And finally, if you want all the chase plates, enter your name as it's all for me. Obviously, no apostrophe, but capital, all one word, but the capital I-A-F and M. It's all for me for NASCAR 07, the PS2. Thanks for listening down there in Vegas. Wherever you are, I want to thank you for listening in. We'll be back next week with another edition of the show, give away another game. So get out there and play your video games, girl. I'm Rick Tittle.